101.5 FM.
News, views, and national events. The first, the clearest, the most comprehensive. On Mill Radio.
This is On Mill Radio. The time is 11 o'clock.
This is UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMIL Radio News at 11, I am Yere Allison. Officers of the Drug Enforcement Agency in Maryland have seized 120 kilograms of marijuana from a farm in Glofakin Town, Barobo District. DEA County Commander in Maryland, Major David Tokba, told UNMIL Radio News that the seizure followed a tip-off from locals in the area. He put the street value of the seized crop at $300,000. Two men were arrested during the raid on the farm. Major Tokba said there are still many more suspected marijuana farms in the district. However, he said the DEA lacks the manpower and logistics to conduct routine checks. The National Elections Commission has announced that it is today beginning the inspection of the national headquarters of the 20 registered political parties in Monrovia. NEC Political Affairs Director said the inspection is based on Article 79C of the Constitution of Liberia. Joseph Yasia said NEC will specifically inspect the physical and administrative structures of their headquarters, adding that their headquarters must be functional. Mr. Yasia also mentioned that NEC will later inspect political parties' headquarters in the counties. NEC Communication Director Joey Kennedy stressed that the commission may deregister violators, as was done to 15 political parties 2 years ago. In sports, the president of the Liberia Football Association, Musa Ability, says about $10 million United States dollars is needed to host this year's WAFU tournament in the country. Mr. Ability said the tournament will help to develop the infrastructure of other counties. He said stadiums in Grand Bassa, Magibi, Bong, and Nimba counties, including the Antoinette Tubman Stadium in Monrovia, are expected to host the games once they are upgraded. He spoke on Monday when he served as guest on UNMIL Radio's Sports Extra program. Mr. Ability said he has made an appeal for national support to the government of Liberia through the office of the chief patron of sports, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, in whose honor the tournament will be held. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Emergency officials say two female suicide bombers have attacked a mosque in the northeastern Nigerian city of Maiduguri, killing 22 worshippers. Eyewitnesses told the BBC the first bomber struck inside the mosque while the second blew herself up outside as survivors tried to flee. An official told AFP 17 other people were wounded in the attack. Militant Islamist Boko Haram have often targeted the city in their seven-year insurgency. France has said it will deploy a paramilitary police force in the capital of Burkina Faso to react quickly in the event of new attacks by Islamist militants in West Africa. The move comes 2 days after gunmen opened fire at an Ivory Coast beach resort, killing 18 people, including 4 French citizens. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb said it carried out the assault. Militants have also launched attacks in Burkina Faso and Mali recently. And finally, the front runner in the Republican presidential nomination race, Donald Trump, won a decisive victory in the key state of Florida, but lost to Josh Kasich in Ohio. Democratic front runner Hillary Clinton extended her lead with wins in Florida, Ohio, Illinois, and North Carolina. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio dropped out of the Republican race after losing in his home state of Florida to Mr. Trump. The billionaire has also won in Illinois and North Carolina. His victories cause a headache for the Republican Party because many senior members are concerned by his policies and tone. Mr. Trump will need just over half of the hundreds of delegates remaining to win a majority in the Republican race and assure him of the nomination. Five big states on Tuesday choose their preferred candidate for November's presidential election. That's the Unmill Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmill, you can log on to www.unmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmill2003, or twitter/unmillnews. I am Yede Allison. Good morning.